Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 480. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Today, I'm excited to share with you all about my recent trip to Scottsdale, Arizona with my friends. My buddies and I decided to go on a weekend getaway to celebrate turning the big 4-0 this year. We figured, why not celebrate this milestone in a new place? Scottsdale caught our attention because it's less than an hour and a half away by plane, and none of us had ever been there before. 今日はアリゾナ州スコッツデールへ友人と行った時のことをお話しさせてください。友人たちと私は今年40歳を迎えてお祝いに週末旅行に行くことにしました。私たちはこの節目を新しい場所で祝いたいと思い、アメリカ国内で行く場所をいろいろと考えました。スコッツデールは飛行機で1時間半もかからない距離にあり、私たちの誰もが行ったことがなかったので、40歳の旅行はスコッツデールへ行くことにしました。Now, let me paint a picture of what Scottsdale was like. Picture a vibrant desert city nestled in the heart of Arizona. Scottsdale is famous for its luxurious resorts, upscale shopping, and sprawling golf courses. But that's not all. It's also home to a vibrant art scene with galleries showcasing local talent. And oh, the landscapes. The city is surrounded by the stunning Sonoran Desert,offering picturesque trails for both casual strollers and seasoned hikers. My first impression? Everything seems so modern, brand new, and clean. Plus, most buildings were only one story tall, giving us breathtaking views of the mountains from almost anywhere.
さて、スコッツデールがどのようなところか説明しましょう。アリゾナ州の中心に位置する活気あふれる砂漠の街を思い浮かべてください。スコッツデールは豪華なリゾート、高級ショッピング、広大なゴルフコースで有名です。しかし、それだけではありません。活気あるアートシーンもあり、地元の人たちの才能を紹介するギャラリーもあります。そして何と言っても風景が最高です。この街は素晴らしいソノラ砂漠に囲まれており、気軽な散歩から熟練したハイカーまで、絵に描いたようなトレイルが楽しめます。私の第一印象は、すべてが近代的で、真新しく清潔だったことでした。さらに、ほとんどの建物は平屋で、ほとんどどこからでも息を呑むような山々の景色を眺めることができました。
So, what did my friends and I get up to in Scottsdale? Well, first off, we rented an Airbnb right by downtown Scottsdale, also known as Old Town. It's got this charming old western vibe,with rustic wooden storefronts straight out of cowboy movies. We were amazed to learn that many of these buildings have been lovingly preserved to maintain their historic charm. Old Town Scottsdale offers a wide range of dining options, from casual cafes and cozy bistros to upscale restaurants serving gourmet cuisine. After dark, the area comes alive with bars, lounges, and nightclubs, making it a popular destination for nightlife enthusiasts.
さて、私と友人たちはスコッツデールでどんな週末を過ごしたのでしょうか。まず最初に、私たちはオールドタウンとして知られるスコッツデールのダウンタウンのすぐそばに Airbnb を借りました。カウボーイ映画に出てくるような素朴な木造の店構えがあり、魅力的な古い西部の雰囲気が漂っています。これらの建物の多くが歴史的な魅力を維持するために愛情を持って保存されていることを知って驚きました。オールドタウンスコッツデールには、カジュアルなカフェや居心地のいいビストロから、グルメな料理を提供する高級レストランまで、幅広い食事の選択肢があります。日が暮れると、この地域はバー、ラウンジ、ナイトクラブで活気づき、 ナイトライフ愛好家に人気の目的地となります。
On Saturday, we headed to a spring training game at Hohokam Stadium. Now, if you're not familiar, spring training is a big deal in Major League Baseball. It's a chance for teams to gear up for the regular season, and it takes place in Arizona and Florida every year. We caught a game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. And let me tell you, Hohokam Stadium was a gem. It's not huge, but it's got this awesome outdoor area with food stalls and a family-friendly zone with picnic benches and space for kids to play. The best part? Tickets were super affordable, starting at under $10. We had seats right behind the catcher for just $40 each. And let me not forget to mention the lawn seating. Fans can kick back on blankets or low-back chairs in the spacious grassy area in the outfield. It's perfect for a laid-back atmosphere while enjoying the game. Next time, I'm definitely bringing my family and kids along for that experience.
土曜日、私たちはホホカムスタジアムで行われたスプリングトレーニングの試合に向かいました。ご存じない方もいらっしゃるかもしれませんが、スプリングトレーニングとはメジャーリーグにおける一大イベントです。毎年アリゾナ州とフロリダ州で開催され、各チームがレギュラーシーズンに向けて調整する機会です。私たちはオークランドアスレチックスとミルウォーキーブルーワーズの試合を観戦しましたが、ホホカムスタジアムは素晴らしい球場でした。広くはありませんが、屋台やピクニックベンチ、子供が遊べるスペースがある家族向けゾーンがある素晴らしい屋台エリアがあるんです。そして一番の魅力はチケットが10ドル以下からと超お手頃であることです。私たちはキャッチャーの真後ろの席で一人40ドルでした。そして忘れてはならないのが芝生席です。外野の広々とした芝生エリアでは、ブランケットやローバックチェアでくつろぐことができます。のんびりした雰囲気で試合を楽しむには最適です。次回はぜひ家族や子供を連れて行きたいと思います。
All in all, it was a super relaxing trip. Scottsdale stole my heart with its modernity, natural beauty, and cultural richness. But hey, here's a tip from the locals. It can get scorching hot in the summer, like 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you're planning a visit,Aim for March or April when the weather is just perfect. Trust me, you won't regret exploring this gem of a city. I definitely recommend checking it out.
全体としてとてもリラックスした旅でした。スコッツデールはその近代性、自然の美しさ、文化の豊かさで私の心を奪いました。しかし、スコッツデールは夏になると気温が約49度にも上がると地元の人から言われました。もし訪れるなら、気候がちょうどいい3月か4月を狙うといいでしょう。このあまり知られていないこの素敵な街を探検して後悔することはないでしょう。ぜひ訪れてみてください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What are some social issues that are affecting Japan now? In today's conversation, Maria and Philip discuss some of the major social issues that are currently affecting Australia.They touch on the increasing cost of living and housing prices, particularly for young people. From long commutes to financial worries, they explore how these challenges are impacting people across the country. Let's listen and learn more about the social issues that are impacting Australia today.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。今、日本に影響を及ぼしている社会問題とは何ですか？今日の会話では、マリアとフィリップが現在オーストラリアに影響を及ぼしている主な社会問題について話し合います。特に若者の生活費と住宅価格の上昇について触れています。長い通勤時間から経済的な心配まで、これらの課題がオーストラリア中の人々にどのような影響を与えているかを探ります。オーストラリアに影響を及ぼしている社会問題について聞いて学びましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started!Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What social or economic issue is being prominently discussed in Australia right now, according to Philip?
フィリップによると、今オーストラリアではどのような社会問題について盛んに議論がされていますか?
Number two. Why is moving out to the suburbs impractical for many young people in Australia?
なぜ多くのオーストラリアの若者にとって郊外への移住が非現実的なのでしょうか?
Number 3. What has driven up housing prices in Australia since the COVID pandemic?
なぜコロナパンデミック以降、オーストラリアの住宅価格は上がったのでしょうか?
Live conversation.
What are some current social issues or debates that are happening in your country right now?
I think the very much the same as the rest of the world is the cost of living and housing prices. A lot of young people, especially let's say under 35s, between 18 and 35 are in a little bit of a situation where they're looking at their pay that they're taking home and they're looking at theirExpenditures and going, yeah, this is near, I'm breaking even. And if they're paying rental prices are going up or housing costs, especially with the interest rates going up as well, they're worrying about that negative income where they're spending more than they take in. So, and in Australia, infrastructure is not the best. So moving out to the suburbs, moving out to the outer parts of the city is just not an option for people. Because otherwise you've got like an hour drive into the city. And for young people that are looking for work in sort of IT or perhaps working in sort of an office building in the central city area, they don't want to be driving an hour every day. And I think maybe for other countries that's normal, but for Australians, that long commute to work is just something we're not culturally used to. We're not used to taking a bus or train for an hour or driving a car for an hour. So,There's a high demand to kind of improve the cost of living for young people. And mainly that's driven by a huge amount of immigration and migration to Australia, especially after COVID restrictions got dropped. The government brought in a lot of people for like students for university and also for working in like working holiday visas and that kind of.Rose the prices overnight, pretty much.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What social or economic issue is being prominently discussed in Australia right now, according to Philip?
フィリップによると、今オーストラリアではどのような社会問題について盛んに議論がされていますか?
He says that rising housing costs is an increasingly important issue for Australians.
住宅価格の高騰がオーストラリア人にとって大きな社会問題になっているとフィリップは言っています。
Number 2. Why is moving out to the suburbs impractical for many young people in Australia?
なぜ多くのオーストラリアの若者にとって郊外の移住が非現実的なのでしょうか?
According to Philip,Australia doesn't have the best infrastructure. And so when young people look for work in the cities, it's impractical to live in the suburbs where they'll have a long commute.
フィリップによると、オーストラリアはインフラが十分に整っていないことから、若者は都市部で仕事を探すため、通勤時間が長くなる郊外から通うのは効率的ではないと考えています。
Number 3.What has driven up housing prices in Australia since the COVID pandemic?
なぜコロナパンデミック以降、オーストラリアの住宅価格は上がったのでしょうか?
Philip says that immigration to Australia has contributed to the increase in housing costs.
オーストラリアは移民が増えたため、住宅価格が上昇したとフィリップは言います。
Summary
会話の要約
Philip shares with Maria his thoughts on a major issue that's being discussed in Australia currently, the increase in housing costs. Philip believes that much like many parts of the world, housing costs are significantly increasing and that this is especially difficult for young people.
Philip は現在オーストラリアで起きている大きな社会問題である住宅価格の高騰についてマリアに話します。世界の多くの地域と同様に住宅価格が著しく上昇しているため、特に若者にとって困難な状況だとフィリップは思っています。
In Australia, many young people between the ages of 18 and 35 are struggling to make ends meet. They look at their income compared to their expenses, and many are barely breaking even.
オーストラリアでは18歳から35歳までの多くの若者が家計のやりくりに苦労しています。収入と支出を比較すると、多くの人がギリギリの生活をしているそうです。
Philip says part of the problem is that Australian infrastructure isn't as good as it is in other countries. So it's often impractical for young people to seek housing in the cheaper suburbs when looking for work in the big cities due to the long commute times.
フィリップはオーストラリアのインフラが他の国ほど整っていないことも問題の一つだと言います。そのため、若者が都市部で仕事を探す際、安い郊外で住まいを探すことは通勤時間が長くなってしまうため非現実的だと感じるそうです。
One contributing factor to the rising housing costs in Australia has been immigration. After COVID restrictions were lifted, the Australian government brought in many immigrants as students at universities and as workers on work visas, which increased the demand for housing and drove up prices.
また、オーストラリアでは移民の増加が住宅費高騰の一因だそうです。コロナの規制が解除された後、オーストラリア政府は多くの移民を受け入れました。留学生や就労ビザを保持している労働者が増えたため、住宅需要が高まり、結果的に住宅価格の高騰につながったそうです。
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Phrases of the day.
今日のフレーズ。
Number one. Much the same.
ほぼ同じ。Much the same はほぼ同じという意味で使われます。微妙な違いがあるかもしれないけれども、基本的には同じであることを示します。例えば、日本を訪れた外国人の友達に、
What's the difference between Suica and Pasmo?
Suica と Pasmo の違いは何?と聞かれた場合、
It's much the same. It's just a different issuing company.
ほぼ同じだよ。発行会社が違うだけのように表現します。ここで使われている much は強調の役割を果たし、ほぼという意味を強調しています。今日の会話ではフィリップは very much the same と言っていますが、これにはほぼをより強調するニュアンスがあります。
例文。These two wines taste much the same to me. I can't tell the difference.
この二つのワインは私にとってほぼ同じ味です。違いがわかりません。
Quality wise, these are much the same.They're just different brands.
品質的にはほとんど同じです。ブランドが違うだけです。
Tom and I have much the same taste in music.
トムと私は音楽の趣味がほとんど同じです。
Number two. Let's say.
例えば何々としましょう。この表現はありえないような妄想話から実際に起こり得る出来事などを話すときによく使われ、例えば何々としましょう。いや、仮に何々したとしてを意味します。例えば、宝くじが当たったとしましょうは、
Let's say you won the lottery.
仮に今週末雨が降ったとしましょうは、
Let's say it rains this weekend
という具合に使われます。ちなみに今日の会話でフィリップが使ったように、そうですねの意味でも使われます。
例文。Let's say you could live anywhere in the world for 1 year. Where would you choose? もし1年間世界中どこにでも住めるとしたら、あなたはどこを選びますか? Let's say money was no object. What career would you choose? もしお金が目的でなければ、あなたはどんな職業を選びますか? Let's say we meet around 8 p.m. in front of ハチ公。そうですね。午後8時ごろ、ハチ公前で待ち合わせましょうか。Number 3. Take home.手取りの給料。Take home は給料の手取り額を指します。これは従業員が税金やその他の控除を差し引いた後に実際に受け取る金額を指します。例えば、税金を差し引いた後、手取りは約2000ドルです。は、After taxes, you take home about $2,000と言います。ちなみに、手取り給料は Take home pay と言い、手取りは2000ドルですわ。My take home pay is $2,000と言います。例文。How much do you take home after taxes? 税金を差し引いた後の手取りはいくらですか? After taxes and deductions, you typically take home about $3,000. 税金と控除を差し引くと、通常手取りは3000ドルぐらいです。If you don't mind,Could you tell me the take-home pay? 差し支えなければ手取りを教えていただけますか? Number 4. Break even. 本当になる。Break even は投資や売上など収支がプラスでもマイナスでもない状態を表し、本当になることを意味します。この表現は個人の収入と出費が本当になる状況で使うこともでき、例えば先月は15万円の収入があり、固定費として家賃や光熱費、生活費などで月に15万円の支出があった場合、I broke even last month と言い、収支がプラスでもマイナスでもない状態を指します。例文 Business has been slow recently. I just hope we break even this month. 最近はビジネスが停滞しています。今月は収支がトントンになればいいのですが、We need to sell 20 more shirts to break even. あとシャツを20枚売れれば収支はトントンになります。After paying the bills, we have to make $1,000 a day just to break even. 支払いを済ませたら、1日1000ドル稼がないと収支が合わないんです。Number 5. Otherwise. そうしないと。Otherwise.はそうしないとやそうでなければを意味する表現です。例えば、そろそろ帰らないと、そうでないと終電を逃してしまいますは、I've got to get going. Otherwise, I'm gonna miss the last train と言います。例文 You have to finish your homework. Otherwise, you can't play games. 宿題を終わらせなさい。そうしないとゲームはできません。Make sure you wear sunscreen. Otherwise, you'll get sunburned. 日焼け止めは必ず塗ってください。そうしないと日焼けしてしまいます。Buy the tickets now. Otherwise, they're gonna sell out. 今すぐチケットを購入してください。でないと売り切れてしまいます。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Much the same.These two wines taste much the same to me. I can't tell the difference. Quality-wise, these are much the same. They're just different brands. Tom and I have much the same taste in music.Number 2. Let's say you could live anywhere in the world for 1 year. Where would you choose? Let's say money was no object. What career would you choose? Let's say we meet around 8 p.m. in front of ハチ公.Number 3. Take home. How much do you take home after taxes? After taxes and deductions, you typically take home about $3,000. If you don't mind, could you tell me the take-home pay? Number 4. Break even. Business has been slow recently. I just hope we break even this month. We need to sell 20 more shirts to break even. After paying the bills, we have to make $1,000 a day just to break even. Number 5. Otherwise. You have to finish your homework. Otherwise, you can't play games. Make sure you wear sunscreen. Otherwise, you'll get sunburned. Buy the tickets now. Otherwise, they're gonna sell out.
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
What are some current social issues or debates that are happening in your country right now?
I think the very much the same as the rest of the world is the cost of living and housing prices. A lot of young people, especially, let's say, under 35s, between 18 and 35 are in a little bit of a situation where they're looking at their pay that they're taking home and they're looking at their expenditures and going, yeah, this is near, I'm breaking even. And if they're paying, rental prices are going up or housing costs, especially with the interest rates going up as well, they're worrying about that negative income where they're spending more than they take in. And in Australia, infrastructure is not the best. So moving out to the suburbs, moving out to the outer parts of the city is just not an option for people, because otherwise you've got like an hour drive into the city. And for young people that are looking for work in sort of IT or perhaps working in sort of an office building in the central city area, they don't want to be driving an hour every day. And I think maybe for other countries that's normal, but for Australians, that long commute to work is just something we're not culturally used to. We're not used to taking a bus or train for an hour or driving a car for an hour. So there's a high demand to kind of improve the cost of living for young people. And mainly that's driven by a huge amount of immigration and migration to Australia, especially after COVID restrictions got dropped. The government brought in a lot of people for like students for university and also for working in like working holiday visas. And that kind of rose the prices overnight, pretty much.
Awesome job today. Did you know that there has been a notable trend of Californians moving out of the state in recent years? Many Californians are relocating to states like Texas, Arizona, and Nevada. The reasons for this migration vary, but often includes factors such as high cost of living, housing affordability issues, high taxes, traffic congestion, and concerns about quality of life. お疲れ様です。近年、カリフォルニア州民の州外転出が目立っていることをご存知ですか？カリフォルニア州民の多くは、テキサス州、アリゾナ州、ネバダ州などに移住しています。その理由は様々ですが、生活費の高さ、住宅価格の問題、税金の高さ、交通渋滞、生活の質に対する懸念などが挙げられます。Over the past 5 years, many of my friends and acquaintances have moved away from California. One of my childhood best friends moved to Arizona 2 years ago, and I saw him during my recent trip to Scottsdale. He mentioned that he loves living there because the cost of living is much lower than in California. There is no traffic, and everyone seems much nicer. However, he did mention that the weather can be unbearable during the summer, as it gets scorching hot. Apart from that, he seems really happy with his decision to move. So given the current circumstances, I wouldn't be surprised if more people leave California in the coming years. この5年間で私の友人や知人の多くがカリフォルニアを離れました。幼馴染の親友の一人は2年前にアリゾナに引っ越し、最近スコッツデールに行った時に会いました。彼はアリゾナはカリフォルニアよりも物価が安く、渋滞もなく、みんな親切なのでとても気に入ってると言っていました。ただ、夏場はすごく暑くて耐えられないこともあると言っていました。それを除けば彼は引っ越しの決断に本当に満足しているようです。なので今の事情を考えると、今後数年のうちにカリフォルニアを離れている人が増えても私は驚きません。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのになと思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし、他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa 英会話 blog. 最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hapa 英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスには、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細は Hapa Eikaiwa のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.